2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
Four people are in the hospital this morning after a crash sent a car into the sidewalk where they were standing.
KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is live with the latest. Amy?
Yeah, Amanda, one of those people sent to the hospital is a one-year-old baby. This crash happened last night at the intersection of 33rd South and West Temple. Police say a GMC truck was turning northbound when it crashed into a car going the other direction. That sent the car into the sidewalk where a man, a woman, and a one-year-old were standing at the crosswalk. Larry Kenny was there. He says he saw that car jump onto the sidewalk.
Just a big commotion, seeing the car go over onto the sidewalk and seeing a bunch of people running over to the mother, the baby, and the father.
Those three people now sent to the hospital in critical condition. Also, we know the truck driver was taken to the hospital. Another person was treated on the scene for injuries there. Reporting live, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Eyes are on Georgia this morning as the state holds its Republican primary, which has split voters between the former president and the former vice president. Here's ABC's Mark Remillard.
Ahead of Georgia's primary on Tuesday, former President Trump and his former second-in-command Mike Pence are on opposite sides of the campaign trail. Former Vice President Pence campaigning for incumbent Governor Brian Kemp.
I am here to support Brian Kemp.
While Trump is backing challenger David Perdue.
It's something that we have to win. We want to win.
Trump blames Kemp for costing him the 2020 election. In audio, Trump could be heard pressuring Kemp to find him 11,000 votes to win the state, something Kemp refused. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The invasion of Ukraine.
Strong words this morning from the president of the European Commission, who is directly addressing Russia's invasion in Ukraine.
Ukraine must win this war. And Putin's aggression must be a strategic failure.
Ursula von der Leyen spoke at the Davos World Economic Forum, saying for the first time in history, the Commission is providing military aid to a country under attack, and they intend to mobilize their full economic power to help Ukraine win.
Ukraine's president is urging world leaders to step up the pressure on Russia even further. ABC News senior foreign correspondent Ian Pannell is on the scene in eastern Ukraine.
There are tentative indications in the battle here in the east that things aren't going well for the Ukrainians at the moment. The Russians reportedly making incremental progress, taking a few small villages around this area. As President Zelensky saying, the most difficult fighting situation in the country today is right here.
President Biden's comments on Taiwan drew an angry response from China. ABC's Karen Travers has more on what the president is saying this morning about Taiwan.
President Biden was blunt, saying simply no when asked if U.S. policy toward Taiwan was dead. That longstanding policy, known as strategic ambiguity, says the U.S. would help Taiwan defend itself if it were attacked by China. But the president on Monday went further, saying the U.S. would intervene militarily, a comment that angered China. Asked today if he would send American troops to Taiwan if China invaded, the president said,
"Policy has not changed at all. I stated that when I made my statement yesterday."
Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
Summer's still a few weeks away, but fire season is already here. Another issue is paying firefighters enough to keep them on the job. Here's KSL News Radio's Jill Adler.
Utah's firefighters got a long-awaited wage increase last year, but most fire departments around the state are still struggling to staff up.
Right now, would I like to have those employees? Yes. And we're going to keep doing what we can to see if we can hire them. But if we haven't got them by now, we probably won't, because most of the fire positions are usually filled by early spring. we'll just make do with what we have and do our best.
Mike Erickson of the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands say it's hard to compete with what other businesses are paying employees. Jill Adler, KSL News Radio.
Fire crews are continuing to make good progress on the Flatline fire. Last night, firefighters told us the fire is 30% contained. The fire is also smaller than first thought, having burned 25 acres. Crews hope to have full containment on the fire in the next day or so if the winds cooperate.
A new warning from Draper City to keep a close eye on your small pets. The city's police department says they've been getting a lot of calls about coyote sightings and attacks against small dogs and cats. Most of those attacks happen at dawn or dusk.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here's Andy Farnsworth.
Amanda, we got a pretty bad crash over on Legacy Parkway in Bountiful. Blocking the 5th South Bountiful on-ramp to northbound Legacy. The car went way off the road and rolled up the hill. Traffic on Legacy itself going north is getting passed. It's just the on-ramp that's blocked. And then we got a bunch of what appears to be rubberneckers going south on Legacy, taking a look at the car up the hill. And so we got some southbound delays, even though there's no lanes blocked on the southbound side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, electric, plumbing, heating, and air. AnyHourServices.com.
UDOT crews are still plowing snow and working to open some of the state's seasonal roads as we get closer to the Memorial Day weekend. UDOT's John Gleason says they're trying to get most of them open for the holiday weekend.
Several of them we've been able to open already, and several more we're working on getting open in the next few days or next couple of weeks here.
Gleason says by the end of the week, Monte Cristo, the Alpine Loop, and Guardsman's Pass should all be open. He says the big question mark right now is the Mirror Lake Highway. They still have about 10 miles of highway to clear, and some areas have snow drifts as deep as 13 feet.
Wow. Time for another check of gas prices around the country, and I'm sorry to say it's not good.
This time last year, gas averaged $1.57 nationwide. That was then. Now we're paying over $3 more for a gallon of regular self-serve. The government's Energy Information Service says the average price this week, $4.59 a gallon. You'll pay the most in California. Prices are lowest along the Gulf Coast.
ABC's Daria Albinger reporting.
$1.57 nationwide a year ago. Wow. Americans are keeping their cars and trucks longer. The S&P Global Mobility Report shows the average age of vehicles on the road now sits at 12.2 years. It's the fifth year in a row that that number has gone up. A chip shortage and lack of new inventory is part of the reason for the increase, but the quality of vehicles has been going up, making them last longer.
More children will be getting mental health services in Utah. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson explains.
A three-tiered approach to help families whose children struggle with mental illness begins with a phone number.
To provide that phone triage of, okay, what do we do now? What's the next step? What needs to happen?
Medical Director of Behavioral Health Services at Primary Children's Hospital, Lisa Giles, says second approach is a mobile response to give an up-close assessment.
And provide kind of that hands-on support to get through the crisis.
Third is in-home stabilization to Utah's western region, including Wasatch, Utah, and Juab counties.
For families that are struggling to access resources and need some additional in-home support for a period of time.
Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Families should call 1-833-SAFE-FAM. The Utah Crisis Line is 801-587-3000, or you can download the Safe UT app.
A Logan man says a dead bird that he found on his property has tested positive for the bird flu. Here's KSL TV's Andrew Adams.
Turkey vultures, nearly three dozen of them. Jorgensen was told everywhere these critters draw could be a source of infection. And the advice on how to scare them away hasn't exactly worked.
Experts say letting those droppings dry and then sweeping them off is the best way to get rid of the danger. He says the turkey vulture is a protected species. The birds can't be removed from his property.
There were some protests against the Granite School District last evening after an administrator was accused of calling a student a racial slur. KSL TV's Deanie Wimmer reports.
Protesters held signs outside Benyon Junior High, where this incident happened last week. The district has put the administrator on leave while they investigate. In a statement, the district says they won't tolerate any use of derogatory language or racial slurs.
The protesters say they want to meet with the district to help them learn.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.